looking for a people that are willing today to have revival. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. In Acts 2:1, the Bible tells us that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord and in one place. This is an absolute necessity. Genesis 11, the Bible says this: the whole earth was one language and of one speech, and they said, let us build a city and tower whose top may reach into heaven. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they all have one language, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. When a people make up their mind to have a move of God, God will honor that petition. When people get together and say, I'm going to worship, I'm going to pray, I'm going to glorify the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, I'm going to have a move of God, I want you to know that God will honor a godly appetite. God is looking for somebody that is hungry for a move of God. Distinct seasons of distinct moves of God in great revivals. You can read about them, the great awakening that happened, amen, in the centuries gone past. Amen. Let me tell us today, these great movements of God and the great awakenings are ordained of God. God is the one, amen, that wanted these things to happen. In Luke 19:40, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey while the masses of people cried, blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord. While some asked for him to stop, he replied, I'll tell you that if they should hold their peace, he said, the stones would immediately cry out. This was a distinct season of a prophetic word being fulfilled. Let me tell us this, the devil himself can't stop what's transpiring in America. Humanity is the only thing that can stop this. Amen. But the devil himself can't stop what God has ordained that is happening. Amen. It's not just happening there. It's happening everywhere. Said this in Joel the second chapter. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and mourning, and rend your hearts, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children. Those that are nursing children even. Let the bridegroom go forth out of his chamber and the bride. Let her get out of the closet. Let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. And let them say, spare the people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Amen. When we get together with a determined mind that we're going to have a revival, we're going to have a revival. When people will gladly come to an altar and repent of their sins, God will move in the midst. Amen. When the ministry gets together and the pastor gets with everybody and people are gathered together, let me tell the church, you're going to have what we're having today at
725 West Knoll Avenue. The Holy Ghost is being poured out, and God is moving in humanity. I'm here to make a proclamation. It's time for revival. Oh, I said it's time for revival. It's time for a move of God. It's time for an outpouring of the presence of God. And the only one that can stop it is you. Said, I want to have a move of God. Oh, how much more so could we know in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and the power that resides in that name, how much more revival could we have? Oh, what a change we could make in a city. If 12 men can turn the known world upside down, what could apostolic Holy Ghost filled people do if they made up in their mind, I'm going to have revival? Have a move of God. Amen. God wants to move in this last day. Submit a revival born out of due season that reached through the Azusa Street revival. Amen. It went from Topeka, Kansas. It hit little pockets of America until it exploded on the Azusa Street revival. And there it went worldwide. I want to tell us today that whether you realize it or not, amen, Praise Temple Apostolic Church at 725 West Knoll Avenue, we're part of that very same group. Amen. I want to tell us today, we got deep roots of Pentecost in this place. said in the last day, I'm going to find me a group of people that are willing to say, I want God in my life. I want Him to change me. I want Him to rearrange me. I want Him to resurrect me. Oh, listen, church. God is looking for somebody that's saying, I'm willing to change my ways. I'm willing to clean my closets out. I'm willing to get into the areas of my